Welcome back to Courage to Shine with Michelle Colt. So I feel like this breakdown that I'm going to talk about right now is going to be super helpful. The regulation of our nervous systems determines our emotions and our feelings, and then our emotions and our feelings lead to the thoughts we have. The thoughts then lead to the repetitive stories that come up over and over and over again. Repetitive thoughts then form our beliefs. Remember what I keep saying. Any thought, belief, or story that does not honor our awesomeness is a lie. This breakdown is so important that I'm going to repeat it again. The regulation of our nervous system, or dysregulation of our nervous system, determines our emotions. And then our emotions and feelings lead to the thoughts that we have. The thoughts, when put together, we could say, then produce the repetitive stories that come up over and over and over again. And the repetitive thoughts are what form the stories, the beliefs, and it's just like this vicious loop. This is the reason why nervous system regulation is so incredibly important. Oftentimes, we'll experience an uncomfortable body sensation when we're feeling contracted, and a telltale sign that we're feeling contracted and constricted is when we have no access to our sense of humor. I'm always saying that when we can bring a sense of humor around whatever it is that we're experiencing, we know we're beginning to release the contraction and we're starting to feel more regulated in our nervous systems. And again, this is why regularly practicing nervous system regulation processes is so incredibly important. Moving our bodies at least once a day in a way that we really enjoy is a beautiful way to help regulate our nervous systems. Now again, our nervous systems register what is familiar as being unsafe. Let me say that again. Our nervous systems register what is unfamiliar as being safe. So, whatever is unfamiliar is going to knock us off our sense of safety, I guess is a good way to say it. This is so incredibly important. So when we are moving out of our neurothermostats, or when we are moving out of our comfort zones, some form of chaos inevitably comes up. And this will be different for each person. Some people go into fight or flight, while others go into freeze. And what's really interesting is that freeze includes fawn. So I wanted to teach a new nervous system regulation process this time that I've never taught before. The butterfly hug is a groovy tool that helps you come back to the present moment by calming your emotional state. This self-soothing tool is highly effective in helping you with anxiety or stress or panic and feeling overwhelmed. It's actually a technique from EMDR therapy, and the bilateral stimulation is very, very grounding. So it's super simple. you cross your wrists and place your hands on your chest just above your breasts. Again, with crossed wrists, you tap one hand and then the other hand. One hand and then the other hand. Now, the rate at which you do this is going to vary from person to person. How slow you go and that kind of thing. What's really fun about this particular technique is you can actually do it when there is a desk or table in front of you right on your lap. So again, you're crossing your wrists and then placing your hands onto your lap. And again, the pulsing aspect of it, or the rhythm aspect of it, is whatever you find calming. So this coming week, if you start to feel dysregulated, play with this. My clients that I have taught this process to over the years have all loved it. It just happens to be one of the techniques that I teach that everyone has always had a great response with. So play with it. Again, the butterfly hug. Very, very helpful. Now, curiosity is such a gift. I've talked about this in past episodes, but I was thinking about it this morning and I said to myself, I've got to talk about curiosity again. Curiosity is very much like beginner's mind. It's very childlike, and it actually creates a connection with other people. When we say to someone, I'm curious why, the other person is less likely to be defensive. I'm just curious why you picked that time. Or, I'm curious why I haven't heard from you. Now, it's also super helpful to be curious with ourselves. I'm curious why I'm feeling so overwhelmed right now. Or, I'm curious why I don't want to make this phone call. The curiosity, it's childlike. It's very accepting in a really fascinating way. And a lot of times, the judgment aspect that can come up for us with ourselves and with others isn't there when we're coming from this beautiful, childlike curiosity. Over the last week, I have developed a new blueprint for letting go of self-sabotage, having authentic self-compassion and love, and an unwavering sense of confidence. I'm going to be teaching this at all of my sacred sisterhoods moving forward and also in my private sessions. The couple of clients that I've already taught it to are absolutely loving it. It's a new blueprint. I'm quite excited about it. As I've stated in a couple of my last episodes, I'm going to be coming to New York. I'm so excited about it. My New York City trip will be from the 2nd of May through the 10th of May. I arrive on the 1st. So I will be seeing clients for private sessions while I'm in town, and I will be teaching Sacred Sisterhood twice, on May 4th and then again on May 5th. It's an afternoon workshop, not a two-day workshop. So again, May 4th and then again on May 5th. The next one in Los Angeles will be on June 23rd. You can email me at michelle@michellecolt.com to get more info about Sacred Sisterhood or to register for one of my workshops and also to connect with me about private sessions. If you can follow, rate, and review my podcast, I would so appreciate it. And please share this episode with anyone you feel could benefit from it. To get my beautiful ebook, The Nervous System Whisperer, you can pop onto my website, www.michellecolt.com. Until next time.